Hear further from the word of the Lord, continuing in Genesis chapter 15, the Lord's message to Abram. And he said to him, I am Yehovah, who brought thee out from Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to possess her. And he said, Lord Yehovah, by what shall I know that I shall possess her? And he said to him, Take for me a heifer of 3 years, and a she-goat of 3 years, and a ram of 3 years, and a turtle dove and a young pigeon. And he took to him all these, and parted them in the midst, and put each part to meet its companion. And the birds he did not part. And the swooping fowls came down upon the corpses, and Abram caused them to fly away. And it was that the sun set, and a deep sleep fell on Abram, and behold, a terror of great darkness falling on him. And he said to Abram, Knowing thou shalt know that thy seed shall be a sojourner in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also upon the nation whom they shall serve, I will make judgment. And after thus they shall go out with great acquisition. And thou shalt come to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. And in the fourth generation they shall return here, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not consummated even until now. And it was that the sun set, and it was thick darkness. And behold, a smoking oven, and a torch of fire that passed between those pieces that were severed. In that day, Yehovah made a covenant with Abram, saying, To thy seed I will give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenite, and the Kenizzite, and the Kadmonite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Rephaim, and the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Girgashite, and the Jebusite. We also read from the Heavenly Doctrine part of the explanation of this story. The fowls came down upon the corpses, that this signifies evils and the falsities from them that were desirous to destroy is evident from the signification of fowls as being falsities. Fowls in the word signify truth, and also in the opposite sense falsity, for it, almost all such things in the word are thus used in both senses. Everyone can see that this signifies arcana, or something hidden. Otherwise, it would not have been worthy of mention. What the arcanum is evident from the series or connection of things in the internal sense, namely, that it is concerning the state of the church. When a church is raised up by the Lord, in the beginning it is blameless, and one then loves the other as his brother, as is known from the case of the primitive church or the early Christian church after the Lord's coming. All the church's children then lived together as brothers, and likewise called one another brothers, and loved one another. But in process of time, charity grew cold and vanished away. And as it vanished, evils took their place, and together with these, falsities insinuated themselves. Hence came schisms and heresies, which would never be the case if charity were ruling and alive. For then they would not even call schism schism, nor heresy heresy, but a doctrinal matter in accordance with each person's opinion. And they would leave this to each person's conscience, provided such doctrinal matter did not deny first principles, that is, the Lord, eternal life, and the Word, and provided it was not contrary to the divine order, that is, to the precepts of the Decalogue. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.